My friends, this is Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. Speaking of friends, I have a great friend, somebody who I admire and am excited to talk to this morning. And I've spoke to him before and known him now for a while. He's been on the show either once or multiple times, but wonderful gentleman and has brought so much value, and his story has been so inspiring. Baron Ian McClure, my friend, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Oh, good. Good. Nice to see you. Fantastic to see you again, Dave. You okay?
Yes, my friend. My friend. Ian, so many people have been inspired by your story and your journey. And I just want to first start off by saying, you know, thanks for doing what you've done, because even though initially you did it to help you, I think it's inspired so many other people, and I hear your name popping up at our masterminds, and I hear your name popping up all over the place. And how does that feel to just know that in a year or two, however long it's been, this journey has grown into what it is, and that you've touched a lot of people along the way? How does that feel, brother?
It's very special. Honestly, as you said at the start, that it was about me at the beginning, because I was trying to repair myself from a damaged time. And, we go through damaged time and with different ways of getting through it. And, there's a big community in Legendary, and they've helped me grow. And I've had to have a look at myself as well. I've had some big success. You know, some people have success in a longer period of time or a short period of time, but mine's been gradual as well, and it's teetered off a little bit, but it's given me a chance to rejuvenate myself and have a look at who I am as a person, and see where I'm going. My mindset, you know, it's back, and it's back. Well, yeah, I lost it for a little bit of time, because I went on holiday for a couple of months last year, because I was a bit, you know, looking after my mum with dementia. And it took its toll. Then I went away, as I say, on holiday for a couple of months just to regroup, because I had, my PTSD and depression. I don't mention my PTSD and depression anymore, because it's part of my therapy. So, anyway, I came back, looked after my mum for a couple of months, and then she passed away, which is quite good. Okay. I'm quite blessed that she's gone, because she had dementia. She didn't know who she was anymore.
Yes.
She didn't know who I was. I'd come in the house and I'd make her a cup of tea or some toast, and she'd be screaming and calling the police.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, I'm quite pleased that she's passed. You know, obviously there's a lot of people on here that know what that feels like. Dementia is quite a difficult thing, right?
I can only imagine, my friend. I can only imagine.
But that I feel better now.
Okay, good. That makes perfect sense that life has showed up in your life. You've not been, you've not got to sit out. You've had to continue to live life. And I'm sorry to hear about mom, and also glad to hear that she's not suffering anymore and that you're not suffering anymore in that way, brother. And so now it's a new year. You've had some ups and downs, business up and kind of, as you said, teetered off, up and down, mom, difficult personal stuff. Now we're here in 2023. How long have you been doing this now? When did you start doing this?
August 2021. So yeah. Not too far long ago, a year and a bit. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
But lots of things have changed since then, and as you can see, I talk differently. When I was first on Legendary last year, I think it was September, my first visit, I looked a bit of a, I would say I was a hostage within myself, and it was a bit broken, just grasping onto things to think, could I be successful with this challenge? Could I be successful as doing something completely new, from being a bodyguard for 20 years, coming into something completely cold turkey, really, isn't it? You're coming in, it's coming in straight at you, a new skill, and had no clue. I didn't even know it was for me, to be honest, when I first started. I clicked on my TikTok and people said to me, do you want to change your life with a 15-day challenge? I go, no, not really, because I was in a bad place. So it took a few scrolls before I thought, what we got? Let's go give it a go. Because, I was pretty broken then. So, we moved on now since then. So I've had some therapy since then. I've got out of my PTSD, and I feel actually a new year's coming. So, but it's not about me now. This is the transition. It's about, I have this vision that, yes, I've made some money and I'm having a nice freedom of my mind now. But I want to help other people come on that journey and get it done. because in the last few months, I've noticed when I go live at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time that there's a lot of people that are frightened, scared, panicking and worried about the future and all that sort of thing. And that's what I want to help these people get out of that difficult mindset, because I know mindset's a big, big thing.
Yeah. Do you think that people right now, and I'm so, I just want to say first before I ask about that fear that you think people are going through right now, or they are going through right now, I just want to commend you for that wonderful journey and such transparency around your personal development, even mentioning therapy. It's such a, for, you know, you're a little bit older than me. And so, you know, not too much, but just a few more grays than me, but I'm right behind you. You know, your generation, my parents, grandparents' generation, man, therapy was something that was not really mentioned. And for somebody, a man in your position now, also who has more power and authority, and that really what is attention nowadays is, you have influence and authority. To be able to say what you just said and share your journey so honestly and be honest about what you did. I've gone to therapy. I still do therapy. I go to 12-step programs. These are all things that I do behind the scenes that really, really help. Some of the things that entrepreneurship can't help. Entrepreneurship can't solve all your problems. It's not a one and done. We're not a therapy. I'm not a therapist. We're not a therapy group. So brother, thanks for sharing that, man. I wonder how many people just will be set free and to go and seek help in a new way, just from hearing somebody like you be honest like that.
Yeah, I think sometimes, it's the exact things that make you cry in your life and the pain that you go through. And when you go through this pain and unhappiness and uncertainty in your heart, and you have a tear sometimes, and you're in a lot of panic and worry, this is where I believe it carries the potential to unlock something seriously fundamental inside yourself once you find out that pain is where you're at.
Yeah,
you know, you have to get to that pain point, as a lot of people talk about in different ways. But people say, I'm sad about the difficult times. I'm sad about my addiction. I'm sad about my divorce. I'm sad about my future. I'm sad about losing my job. But celebrate those failures, because those failures are going to put you in a position where you're going to go, what? This is, I'm going to go get it. I can't sit here anymore. Yeah. It's going to snap something inside your heart to go get it. You know, like they say, you know, if you're going after it, you're living. If you're not going after it, you're dying. Mm. You know, it's as simple as that, isn't it? But something's got to switch quick.
It's hard to think that things are happening for you instead of happening to you when you're going through them. But if you can hold on, as we say in recovery, one day at a time, then a lot of times on the other side, you have a chance to turn that mess into a message. And you would be a fantastic example of that. Now, you mentioned a second ago that, you know, you're going live, you're sensing a lot of fear amongst people. Just for other marketers to be tapped into what you're seeing, what are you seeing? What are people afraid of? What are some of the things that you're hearing about and speaking to out? And you're working in the make money online niche, but this is really a great, I think, exercise, no matter what niche you're in, to understand what your current market is afraid of, what's keeping them up at night.
I think that a lot of people are obviously, people know if you suffer from anxiety, you're living in the future. You know, if you suffer from depression, you're living in the past. So I think a lot of people at the end of the day are actually fearful. They want the change. They see people pop up like yourself and a lot of other fantastic affiliates in this world, and people from Wake Up Legend that come in, changing lives. And they see, I want it. It's fantastic. It's a beautiful thing. And they don't have that belief in themselves, and they're frightened that they're going to fail. And they take the leap. They see you on the live. They go Ian. They go Phil. They go Amy. They go whoever they're doing their live with. They say, I really love that. I think you're fantastic. You're motivational. And, I really want to get on board. So they get on board, they sign up for the challenge, and then they sit there because they're frightened that they're going to fail. But, you know, they're happy that they've paid for the challenge, and they don't even look at day one, and they're sitting on it. Mm. But yet they're sitting on a huge, massive potential of some life-changing new beginning, but they're frightened to take that initial leap because they might fail. Okay, so what happens if you stay where you're at? How many times you want to see someone on your TikTok doing well, Don't you want to do well and go with it, you know, on a journey? But I see a lot of people panicking and worried and scared. You know, I see it quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I think people need to sit back sometimes and take an inventory. If you sit down and take an inventory of your actions, it will equal exactly what you're getting.
Yeah. I mean, it's the law of physics, right? Cause and effect. I now I'm a ninth grade dropout. I better be careful that I don't make myself sound like a fool here. But start speaking all that science stuff.
That's it.
But I think you're right. And if we look at our lives, oftentimes there's patterns, right? It's not just, oh my gosh, I decided I was going to take this 15-day challenge. And now all of a sudden I'm this paralyzed person who has anxiety and can't be new at something or can't start something new or started it, but can't finish it. Right. And so, yeah, patterns are really powerful. And I'd invite, based on what you just said, everybody to take a look at not just how you're feeling right now, if you are going through some sort of kind of perfectionism, which is just procrastination, usually camouflaged, or procrastination in other ways, to really not focus so much on the current situation, but really actually look back and say, is this a pattern? And sometimes when you start looking back and start thinking about all the things that maybe you started but didn't follow through, you realize it's not just this. I've got a pattern of doing this. And now could be the perfect time to break that pattern, break that change, break that chain. And that may even be a generational curse. I don't know. I mean, sometimes we pick up things from our caretakers and our you know, the people who raised us. And we realize that not only do we have behavioral patterns that were sort of installed, but of course we also have soundtracks and operating software systems that were also installed by somebody else. And a lot of times they were supported by an entire society, right? Your mom and dad or somebody would say something, then you'd go to school and they'd say the same thing. And then you really believed it. What were some of the big limiting beliefs, besides some of the really honest things you've already shared? What were some of the big limiting beliefs that you had to go through and kind of walk through when you got started? Was there any fear around getting on video? Was there any limiting belief around that your message had value? Anything else that sticks out to you besides the things that you've already mentioned, which are powerful in and of themselves? But what else do you feel was maybe a pattern for you or a limiting belief for you at the beginning?
I think that, you know, you can be over consuming when it comes to social media. And if you scroll through your social media a lot, you say, wow, they're quite cool. They talk very articulate. They got good music. They can dance. They're funny. They're handsome. They're pretty. They're beautiful. They talk really well and they look smart. And you think, oh, and every time you see something like that, it chips away at you. And then you get at the end of your hour or 2 hours, you're scrolling on your TikTok. By the end of that 2 hour TikTok, you think, you know, I can't do it. I can't do what they do. And people forget that you have a story. There's only one you, and no one can ever replicate you as a person. But there's someone in this world waiting to speak or hear from you in this world, because you're going to have something that's going to, you know, resonate with them somewhere in their world. You know, not everyone has PTSD, not everyone has addiction, not everyone, some people are fantastic and straightforward, but there's something in your life you may have done that could trigger something in someone's mind to give them that push. But, you know, social media, I don't consume any social media. And that's one of my tricks, I would say, whether it comes to my growth on TikTok and Instagram. I would say that I actually don't scroll any social media at all. And I have two devices, so I don't go on TikTok. I don't view anything at all whatsoever. I just put my content out because I think that we can, in this life, like now, 2023, we have the ability to consume so much information. And the more you consume, people say, oh, I'd love to go do that. I really like to try that. I really want to do that. And I think I should go do that as well. I think you need to just break it, just do one thing and become good at one thing, because you can become quite confused and then end up doing nothing at all. So if you turn around and say to yourself, okay, I want to do painting, I want to do gardening, I want to do cooking, I want to do flower arranging, I actually just want to do digital marketing and stick at it and just do one thing. Don't be great at everything, but just pick one specialist subject, I would say. But, you know, it's the fear of coming on TikTok. It was a fear. And I do look back at my videos when I first started, and I did look like someone that just come out of some sort of hostage situation, I'll be honest. Someone with Stockholm syndrome. I was like, what?
Oh man, that reminds my son. He my son was in the road the other day. I was walking with my dad and my son, and we were just on our street, and there was a car coming. I'm trying to teach him about, looking both ways in cars. And man, he the other day the car was coming down the road, and he was doing so good coming off it. But then one car was coming down, and he just stood there and he just looked at it like a deer in the headlights, man. It just reminds sometimes us guys we just get kind of like okay, what should I do in this situation? I'm just kind of stuck on stupid. I think that's just the male thing. Dude, you really have changed. Like, I sense just a lot more just peace and acceptance in you. I really notice the more you talk, I really notice how much you've grown from the way that you are describing everything up until this point, but also now to hear that you're not going on social media. I would assume that's, I mean, is that strictly because of business, or is that also that you just realized that was not good for you just to be scrolling? I mean, and I don't want you to go into too much anything that you don't want to go into, but I just feel like social media, setting really clear boundaries around social media is so important. And it doesn't matter why you're doing it, but having clear boundaries, or at least having some boundaries, starting with some boundaries, something can be helpful. You just mentioned the extreme of, I don't scroll anything, I don't go on anything. How did you begin to build that boundary? And how might somebody begin to build boundaries so social media, they use it, but it doesn't use them?
Maybe. I think because when I first started, I did scroll social media, and I found it was changing my mindset up. It was making me a bit more negative because, I'll be honest, I have an Instagram that does my bodyguarding life. Yes, and I show all the nice bits. But there is bad bits, but you don't tend to take pictures of the bad bits in the bodyguarding world, do you? And it's like life. People put all the great pictures of themselves, right, the great filters, the great story. But that's not real, is it? It's not real because they don't put the pain out. They don't put the unhappiness or the bereavement or loss or panic or stress or job loss. They don't put that out. And so it was damaging me a little bit, and also it was taking up a lot of my time. And I actually would sit on the restroom, or I'd sit in the garden, and all of a sudden, an hour and a half would be gone. My legs would be numb, and I'd be like, what's going on? What have I gained from this 15 minutes or 20 minutes? Absolutely nothing. Yeah. So I did what you said. You said on one of your Wake Up Legendaries, go get a new phone. Go get a second phone. Go get a third phone. Go get another SIM card. So I did. I took my dad's ashes to Daytona Beach. I bought a new phone, a new SIM card. So now I have my business phone, which is just my TikTok, so I don't scroll. And if I want to pop onto my other account on my TikTok, I can look at something, but I tend not to do it now because it just saves me. Other people can maybe consume it a bit better than myself, but it kind of puts triggers in my mind. Like, I'm not doing well. I'm not doing very well. They're doing much better than me. And it's comparison, isn't it? It's human nature.
It is.
Comparisons. And it's damaging for me.
It is for me too. I mean, comparisonitis, comparisonitis, obviously that's a word I made up.
I like it.
It's sort of like scoliosis, right? Scoliosis on the phone. Man, it's so true. Ian, you're speaking so many facts, man. I mean, because it doesn't matter really what it is. It's whether you're looking at other people, comparing your business activities and your marketing activities, whether you're comparing your personal life, whether you're comparing your marriage, whether you're comparing your kids and just your life in general. I mean, there's a whole lot of people who are suffering from low self-esteem because they got on social, they live on social media now. And the only thing that they're comparing is their real life to somebody else's highlight reel. And of course, that's going to be depressing. One of the things that I was said to me early on by one of my recovery sponsors, mentors, was that you can't compare your insides to somebody else's outsides. You don't want to compare how you're feeling inside to how they're looking, because it may be the opposite of how they're actually feeling, you know? And social media is very, very, it can be very deceiving like that. And that's why it's really important for us to understand the power of these tools. One of the reasons why I think that these longer form conversations like we're having right now are useful, because you see the highlight reels. And as marketers, that's what we train to do, is build highlight reels. I mean, we're because that's the way that human beings communicate. You have to be able to put something in front of them rather fast, whether it be an ad on a billboard, an ad in a magazine, a 15-second video on TikTok, right? No matter what the decade is, the marketing concepts have always been the same. You have to get their attention with something fast, and then those who are interested, you can give them more information. But you know, nowadays it is absolutely so easy to fall in the black hole of social media and move into comparisonitis. And if I'm naive to the power of social media and to the power of my own mind, then I can get myself in trouble. I really appreciate you bringing this up.
I mean, people know me, you know, as the entrepreneur guy for a long time now. And I would say that before, you know, it was quite easy for me to switch off from social media, because when you're in the bodyguarding industry, you're kind of the gray man. You never want to be seen. You don't want a photograph taken of you. You don't want to be in a magazine. So I never had any social media. So, you know, if anyone, children would come up to me and say, "Hey, Dad, were you at the Oscars or were you in the Hello magazine?" And they said, "No. Did you see me?" "No." "Good, because I'm doing my job properly, because I don't want people to know me." So it's quite easy to switch off from social media completely. But it's difficult because, you know, you become successful in your industry, and your money's come in over time. Your friends come in and followers. You help other people progress in their lives. You know, and there's the odd thing that come, the haters come. You know, being an older guy now, 29, it's difficult, you know. And I would say that's probably the only downside to social media now, is the trolls. Pretty difficult.
Oh, absolutely. And the comparisonitis. I mean, those two things, it's really important to, and I think we need to just talk, we're talking about it now, but keep talking about it, because it really, you have to build almost a fortress, both around your business, but also around your eyes and ears, to make sure that you're really, really conscious of what you're allowing in there. It's just sort of like, how much news do you watch? I mean, you sit in front of the news and watch the news for 3 months straight, which I did back during the elections. I was kind of paying attention to the news here in America a couple of years ago, and especially when we were on lockdown, and my mindset changed. I became negative as hell. It was unbelievable. Doesn't matter how strong you think you are. Doesn't matter how mentally, how much will you think you have? We are all susceptible, you know, to having our attitudes, our gratitude, and our whole perspective on life affected by the shit that we're listening to and watching. Doesn't matter if it's on a screen or in real life.
The thing is that, you know, if you watch something negative, it goes in your mind. You know, I hope you don't mind me talking about, because, you know, as I say, I had therapy.
I love this.
And you know, what you tell yourself, you will become. Okay, so like I was before I found Legendary, I was a loser. I was a clown. I was a washed up bodyguard that wasn't going anywhere. You know, I wanted to end everything because I was just an absolute tool in life. That's what I was telling myself every day. And I was living that. I was walking into my shop, going to the grocery store, and I saw people looking at me, and I thought they were looking at me like I was some sort of clown or a tool, because that's what I was telling myself every single day. Now, I tell myself, yes, we're great. We're wonderful people. We're going places, like everyone on Wake Up Legendary today. Every single person tuning in here, you're such a special, wonderful person, and you've got every potential in your life to do whatever you want to do. It's just your mind's telling you you can't. So be gracious to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Tell yourself you're wonderful. Go look at yourself and go, you know what? I'm actually all right. And all of a sudden, things will change inside your mind, and you become an absolutely, you can kill anything. You can go get it. Honestly, you can go get it.
The power of the most important voice that we will ever hear is our own voice. And the second most important voices that we heard was probably our caregivers before we remember, and the messages that, but those can be changed. Those can be evolved. You're a great example of that. But, and so am I. So am I. I'm a great example of changing my mindset and kind of my whole psychology as well. But you're right, man. We are generally great people. Everybody on in this community is a wonderful person who has a lot of us have a problem talking down to ourselves. You're right about that. And what stuck out to me about that story was that you probably, in terms of your physical person, are the same exact guy now that you look at yourself in a more positive light than when you were looking at yourself in the negative light, in terms of just, right, your person, who you are as a human being. It's just that the way you see yourself is much different now. And it changes everything. It's not like you actually grew a new arm or grew a new body or now you have a new face or something. It's not like you had to change anything about your appearance. Similar to me on my journey, I have learned to be more gentle on myself. I have learned to have more compassion with myself. And in turn, it's allowed me to have more compassion for others. I like how you pointed out that being on social media a lot, you were becoming kind of negative and What I noticed when I'm becoming negative and I'm feeling down, but particularly when I'm feeling negative towards other people, when I pay attention to how I'm treating myself during that time, it's all stemming from how I feel about myself. If I feel badly about myself, I'm going to be negative towards others. I'm usually always projecting how I'm feeling onto the situation or onto other people. And that also happens when people are being negative out on the internet. It's not you. They're projecting their own negativity onto me. And that's why I've allowed myself to not take things personally anymore. But you can change everything. What I just heard you say is you can change everything by the way in which you view yourself. What are some of the things that you've done besides getting off social media? That's crystal clear. Not scrolling endlessly in comparisonitis. Is there something else? Is there affirmations? Is there anything else, a way in which you prepare yourself when you're getting ready to film, or any other helpful tips that you could share around improving that self-image and that self-esteem and that true authentic confidence?
I think what I actually do now that I notice is a big change. I intentionally act like the person I want to become. And that's what I do. And in time, your brain will think, hey, what's going on here? This man is a different person than he used to be. He used to be negative, but he's actually walking around intentionally acting like the person I want to become. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be successful. I want to make some good money. I want to connect with people. I want to network. That's the person I want to be. So I act, I'm not doing it. I might not be doing it all the time, but I'm actually consciously looking and being that person I want to become. And that's changed my mindset up a lot.
Yeah, it's acting as if. I did the same thing when I first started. Specifically, I remember getting on the phone with my leads, people who opted into my email opt-in page and in various, forms throughout my funnel. And I would get on the phone with them. And I would speak more confidently on that phone in that business deal than I spoke in my personal life. You know what I mean? Because I was acting as if I was not lying, not saying, not being a fraudster, saying that I was a millionaire when I wasn't, not doing any of that, but just the energy was, I feel good about myself today and I'm here to serve you. Even though I might not have been feeling like that, I know exactly kind of that was my, that's what came up for me when you said that. Is that how it shows up for you too? Like kind of turning it on a little bit more when you go on video, or even when you're thinking about just in this situation, I think it can be applied to any situation too, because it's like going into this situation, let me take a minute to sort of visualize and think about how I want to show up and who I want to be, and take, is that what it kind of looks like for you on a practical level?
Yeah, I suppose it's like when you're like an athlete, you know, I see athletes in the past, different people, you know, like a cyclist I was looking after once, and he used to visualize his route. He visualized his route, you know, going up, going down, racing, all that sort of thing. And it would put him in a mindset. So I sometimes when I go live, I like to have a positive mindset. And I'll be honest, I'm like a human, a lot of humans in this world. One little thing can actually change. Sorry, I've got a bit of feedback now. I can hear my echo. Sorry about that. I think that you can visualize yourself. I forgot where I was actually on train of thought there.
you were saying about how you're human, how you're human. So sometimes going into a situation and then that's where you did that help at all?
Yeah. So like when I, before I go live, I had a certain period of time when I go live, obviously my free time, cause I'm in England, a different time zone. So I go live at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is 11 Eastern. And so I got a bit of time. So went to the grocery store and I got a parking ticket. And that parking ticket put me in a difficult place where I had to manage myself a little bit more than I would normally, because I was angry. And I thought, haven't you got a better job to do? You know, what all the beating yourself up? It's all their fault. It's not my fault. But it was my fault because I was in the wrong place for too long, because it said a 20-minute bay and I was in there like 25 minutes. I'm like, really? You've got nothing else to do? How about I put you in the back of my car and we'll go somewhere? Anyway, no.
You went dark quick, right?
So then I drove home and I was ready to go live, but I wasn't, because I was fuming. I was like, oh, so I had to have a little conversation with myself, had a Zoom meeting with myself and put myself in the right place. But it takes some work, doesn't it? Because it chips away at you.
I had to manage me. I've never thought about it like that, because, you know, I'm not perfect all the time. I'm not going to be 100% the, you know, great, you know, leader or entrepreneur or husband or father or whatever that I need to be 100% of the time. And the idea that I can act as my manager, that I need, that I also am humble enough to admit that I need managing, right? And that I'm going to manage myself. I'm going to kind of be the bodyguard for myself. I'm going to make sure that I protect myself. I'm going to make sure that I don't go off in an angry rant and potentially get arrested. I'm going to make sure that I don't go off in an angry rant on a live and push a bunch of people who were building rapport with me away from me because I'm having one bad day. I love that I can stop myself. I can time myself out, and I need to manage me, because if I don't manage me, somebody else will. And they other people manage people in lots of different ways, right? If you would have got angry and hit somebody or been violent, you would have been managed by the local law enforcement. If you can't manage your time, then you go back to a job and have somebody else manage your time. If you can't manage your emotions, then you're just a broke entrepreneur, because nobody wants to follow somebody who's a loose cannon, right? And so I love that I have to manage myself. Man, that really resonated with me and makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't, if you can't manage yourself, I mean, what hope is there as an entrepreneur, really? You know, it's going to be ups and downs. You know, you're going to have the serious highs and it'll be beautiful and you're going to see some great results. And it's going to be fantastic. And then you're going to go into the valley, you know, peaks and valleys. That's what we're going to get. And if you can't manage the valleys, you know, entrepreneurship's like this, as you know, it's not like this, is it? Not like this. We go downhill. We go down to the pits of despair. And that's where the resilience comes. Are you resilient? Someone says, if there is a skill you need as an entrepreneur, it's resilience. You know, because we're all going to go through that pain. What am I doing wrong? It's not working for me. It was working for me before. I was making money, but I'm not getting traction. My emails are rubbish. I'm not really sure what's going on anymore. Okay, you're in the valley. Resilience is where we're at. What does it mean? Look in the dictionary, check it on ChatGPT, put in resilience, see what it comes out at. You know, if you can learn that, you're on it. You're going to get it.
I agree. And you're right. This journey, I mean, especially in 2023, man, things are this is the wild, wild west, man. I mean, the internet really, you got social Chinese social media companies popping up. You got Facebook who's trying, you know, their stock's tanking, but they're keeping up and their products are evolving, right? I mean, we're in a place right now to where things really move fast. Things could change really quickly. And you're right. You could have a lot of momentum, then you could lose an account. Or you could all of a sudden explode and just have like overnight success, literally, which we don't promise and never guarantee. But I mean, there's people who come in and really kind of start to pick or have a video go viral or whatever, and kind of managing that is very new for a lot of us. And it's if any of you are feeling overwhelmed by the ups and the downs, then understand that that's very normal. That's very normal for this to all feel like a lot. But what Ian's saying is that with the right personal tools, you can navigate this. And for you and me, that's been therapy on top of the business coaching. It's also been, for me, recovery. It's been time, things I must earn, time. Just been time in the game, man. You know, I mean, there's one thing that just can never substitute for just experience. And then it's also just that humble heart, man. Whenever I'm not humble, God, the universe sets me up to get humiliated, right? And that's how I get humble, right? So I'm trying to learn to be humble first so I don't have to get humiliated and learn my lessons in such tough ways. What else could you add to that? This has been so great to connect with you and hear from you and get an update from you and just so much.
Appreciate that, Dave. I just hope there's a lot of people on here. I just hope there's a lot of people on here having a little think about their resilience. And, you know, I think that is quite an important part. We're going to have the pain, aren't we? And we're going to have the upsets and the worries, and you know, it's entrepreneurship all day long. And I think that if you're going to be resilient and actually really knuckle down and work out through the difficult times, you know, you're going to go some serious places in 2023. But you know, it's like every great thing. There's always someone trying to take advantage of it. You know, like everyone knows, the big talk of the town now is that ChatGPT. You know, everyone's talking about that. And then obviously automatically everyone goes on the Apple store and they put in ChatGPT and download an app. Well, it's fake. So there isn't a ChatGPT app. So it's all on the website. But people confuse, it's £50 a month. And they're like, wow, I might get it. But, you know, little things like that. And you're paying for nothing. So, you know, people take advantage of great things coming out.
Yeah.
And you've always got to be careful. You want to be on your guard all the time. Everywhere you go, your spam emails, your rubbish. Oh, this is good. This is not.
You know? Listen to the bodyguard, people. The man knows how to keep people safe, okay?
I'm worried about your hat because you've hit that a lot.
Oh, man. This thing has, look, I mean, it's the rims bent and broke, and it's got more fuzz and shit. I get a haircut. My barber comes over. I just throw it on. I don't even go rinse it, you know. So, listen, I'm just glad everybody doesn't have to smell me every morning. That's all I care about. You know what I mean? Wife does, but you like the way I smell, so she says I don't stink.
Oh, hello, Aaron. You're right. Nice to see you.
Well, my brother, it's been so wonderful to connect, and I'm going to send everybody over to the.entrepreneur.guy on TikTok to follow you and connect with you. You're also on Instagram at the.entrepreneur.guy. Baron Ian McClure, what a pleasure, brother, to reconnect with you.
Yeah, good stuff. Good to see you as always. And that regards to all your little people and your family. I appreciate you letting me come on the show and all the people on Wake Up Legendary.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks much.
See you, buddy. All right, my friends. Now, wow. Man, wow. I'm fired up. Man, I love watching people's journeys and seeing people living this real life and talking about it from a real perspective. It's so refreshing. And so I look forward to meeting all of you back here tomorrow for another episode. Remember, live training updates have just gone live this week in the Business Blueprints. We made one slight tweak We're no longer doing onboarding calls every day at noon. As of last night, I updated your Start Here page under the Business Blueprints, and any new Blueprints member can either get onboarded or get re-onboarded 24/7, 365. So if you own the Blueprints and you're looking to get back engaged and get back onboarded, go into your members area and click on products. And under that Business Blueprint section, click right there on Start Here. And let me take you through a 20-minute onboarding, six simple steps to get started if you're just getting started or if you want to restart. That's totally okay as well. We understand life shows up, okay? So if you want to start or get restarted. And as Mr. Baron Ian McClure said, if you're going through that challenge, continue through, my friends. Continue through. Finish. That might be the first breaking of an old pattern that you could break by finishing something that you started here. I really encourage you to keep going. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Get out of here.